Hello, it's Mike Morin with another episode of Reset. 40 is the new happy. Each week we celebrate people who took a chance on themselves by leaving secure and often good-paying careers to do what fulfilled them more than money. Today, I present our second startup, Craft Brewers, in this podcast series. Rob and Lisa North founded Great North Ale Works in Manchester. The Norths are entering a popular and ever-increasing competitive market that doesn't seem to have been fully satisfied yet. So, Rob, let me start with you. Tell me what you did prior to opening Great North Ale Works.
Yeah, thanks. I was in IT audit at Timberland in Stratham, New Hampshire, which was a fantastic company to work for. I started there in 2006 and worked for Timberland until 2012.
And along the way, somewhere, decided that you needed to be doing something else. Not because of dissatisfaction. I mean, I would never want you to trash Timberland. But No. But you, there's something in your heart said, I need to be making beer.
Yeah, I think it... So we have a nephew who lives in Calgary, Alberta, and he's in his early 20s now, and looking for to find his inspiration and kind of giving him some coaching and guidance and telling him like Matthew, you need to follow what where your heart is and what you really are into, and then it sort of dawned on us as like, well, why aren't we doing this ourselves? So back in 2011. We actually made the decision, Lisa and I, on our way to a homebrewers conference in San Diego, that once we got back from vacation, that I would give my notice, I would leave my job in IT audit, and start on working on getting a brewery off the ground full time.
All right, Lisa, you met Rob on the job, so you're in IT as well. How scary was it when you realized that one steady income was going away? Because I know you still have a job there.
Yes, I still work in IT. It was a little bit scary. It still is a little bit scary having one income, but we've financially planned for that, so we were very confident in our position. I was very confident in what Rob was doing, from the brewing background to he has an MBA, so he has a business background, and I knew when he's fired up to do something, I know he does it right. He puts his heart into it, and I knew that it would be a success.
All right, from your perspective, was Great North Ale Works the hobby that seduced you beyond return to become a full-time business?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Yeah, I guess so. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you were on board. I mean, you just expressed your complete confidence in Rob.
Right. Right. Yeah, I also am a huge fan of craft beer, of home brewing. We've been members of Brew For Your Die, New Hampshire's probably oldest homebrew club. Both of us have been active members. I like to homebrew as well. I love the community, the camaraderie. So, yeah, it's a total fit for me as well. Yeah.
Rob, I know you're very good, having won many awards. Which of them means the most to you?
So the one that really really got the passion fired up was the 2010 Patriot competition. It was definitely the first big award that I won, from a batch of beer brewed in 2009 in my garage on a Tuesday night after work, and entered this competition and was lucky enough to take first place. Got a chance to brew this recipe with the brewers at Sam Adams at their brewery in Jamaica Plain, and had it on tap for the 2010 New England Patriots season at Gillette Stadium. So, being a longtime fan of Sam Adams, a huge Patriots fan, this was kind of the ultimate dream come true. So that was definitely the win that really means the most to me, and kind of propelled what was once a hobby into a profession.
All right, so let's go there for a minute. The hobby that's now a profession. What is it about being in business for yourself that is so much more satisfying than making money for somebody else?
Oh boy! So you know, it was funny. I was thinking about that the other day as we were working the canning line, and you know, I took my position, you know, along the line, like watching, you know, six packs, you know, come off, and you know, and lifting them like one by one and putting them in trays, and you know, we were 3.5 hours straight, you know, on this canning line. It really dawned on me. It's like, wow, I'm even though this is grunt work and it's, you know, we're sweaty and dirty and wet and whatnot. The fact that it's our own business and we're doing it for ourselves. And, you know, not just a corporate shareholder, makes it so much more fulfilling. So it was kind of a unique moment, something I hadn't really considered, when we started the brewery.
All right, Lisa, no business gets launched without challenges or difficulties, roadblocks along the way. What has been the biggest challenge so far, if you can think of what it might be?
Oh, biggest challenge. Oh, well, there have been many along the way. Anything from like confirming the business plan, finding a location, getting the financing together, just bringing it all together into the single plan. It's been many little bumps along the way. I don't know if there's been any like major huge blocking factor. Rob's probably thinking of one.
Yeah, well, you know, like Lisa said, there's been many little things along the way, from, you know, coaxing a bank that your business plan is solid, to negotiating a lease, to working with city, state, and, you know, federal, you know, agencies and seeking the appropriate approvals. You know, all challenges and all things that, you know, being a first-time startup, you know, we hadn't experienced before. But it's also fascinating, and, you know, kind of gets me fired up, because it involves problem solving. And it's like, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, like figure this one out for myself. And, you know, you can only call upon, you know, so much expertise from, you know, friends or colleagues, you know. So it's been a huge, huge learning opportunity or learning experience. Yeah, very fulfilling that way.
All right. So with close to 40 craft brewers like you in New Hampshire, how much room is there for new producers?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the Brewers Association statistics, it shows that craft brewing in this country is not only continuing to grow, but it's continuing to accelerate. So it's pointing a very, very bright future for craft beer, as people are, you know, discovering new varieties of beer, becoming more look at pairing beer with food, like we've paired wine with food for years and years now. So I think there's still huge potential in this industry, particularly for those with, you know, proven business models, proven recipes, and emphasis on quality. That's one thing we feel very proud about our business, is we've really put a huge emphasis on quality, from investing heavily in a quality assurance lab, investing in a quality assurance specialist on staff full-time, to really ensure that the consistency of our product is there, batch over batch over batch.
Sometimes I hear, I'll direct this to Lisa, people say when they talk about craft brew, some of the hotbeds for craft brewing in the country, Colorado, Vermont, Maine. But I don't hear New Hampshire, which, you know, I don't know if I should be offended or not. Are you?
No, not. I'm actually very proud to be part of that next movement that will put New Hampshire on the map. I think probably a year to 2 years ago, there were probably like a dozen craft breweries in New Hampshire. Now there's, almost like 40 or more than 40. I think we're putting out some, I've had some great products, great beers in New Hampshire as of recent. So I think we're starting to get on the map. The Granite State Brewers Association just started a passport program within the state of New Hampshire, which Maine and Vermont have been doing all along, which I think is a huge thing to get people to come to the state and make it a destination to visit. So I think we may have been behind those states, but we're going to catch up.
All right, so here's a question I often think about. You take a diversionary pastime, which brewing initially was for you, and then it becomes a business. Does it take the fun out of the activity?
No, not at all. I still get as fired up on brew days as now as I did when I was a home brewer. You know, I was up at 6 a.m. this past Saturday to run into the brewery and brew 40 barrels of beer. I absolutely love it. The one thing that I I'm guarding myself against is the prospect of someday having to spend a little more time behind the desk and allow others to continue on with what I consider the fun part, the hands-on part, the actual brewing. But now, right now, it's absolutely awesome. I thought of the old saying, do what you love and never work a day in your life. Certainly come true for us.
So we talked a little bit earlier of the uncertainty of a new business and making that real hard decision that you would have one less paycheck to work with. How did you prepare yourselves financially for perhaps a lower level of income, at least for a while?
Well, we're folks who like to travel. We don't usually think twice about what it is we spend money on. But when we decided that Rob would leave his job, we just had to be a little more conscious about that fact. We were lucky at that point in time. We were close to not having any debt, so we were financially in a good position anyway. And with two incomes for two people, we live very well. And with the single income as well, we haven't really had to give up too much.
Yeah, and not having kids to put through college, in our case, it certainly helps in terms of being able to devote funds to the brewery. And in all honesty, perhaps taking more risk than one would otherwise take. It's as much as we have, total confidence in our abilities to, make this business, a success. But also, we've lived, somewhat frugally over the years. Like while Lisa said, we don't really think too much about what we spend, like we're both driving, 10-year-old cars and, we try to pay down our household debt as quickly as possible. So, we're by no means, struggling, but we're not frivolous with our spending either.
Well, the last question always has to do with giving advice to other people listening to this that may be thinking they want to do what you did to whatever their interest is. And obviously, fiscal planning, which we just talked about, is definitely very important. But what other aspects of starting over and doing what fills your soul, what can you say to these people that are listening?
Yeah, I would say obviously try to be as open and frank with your spouse or significant other if it involves making like family decisions about like career moves. But ultimately if you have a passion for something and are able to craft a business plan and get buy-in from whether it's banks or investors, I wholeheartedly suggest going for it. We're only on this rock once, so you might as well make the most of it. And it's just a crying shame to have worked 40 years towards retirement. To me it's almost time wasted unless it's something you've done that you truly love and get into.
Rob and Lisa North, the founders of Great North Ale Works in Manchester, a craft brewer here in the Queen City. Thank you very much. It was enlightening.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.